It's Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Mr. Trump went to Washington yesterday. He's never been in politics, and now he's meeting the players. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, spent the day meeting with President Barack Obama for the first time, as well as Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. On this Veterans Day, 2016, more women are serving in the military than at any other time in history, 15.5%. However, it does appear that the House and Senate negotiators are preparing to abandon a provision requiring our daughters to register for the military draft. A survey conducted by the Center for Military Readiness found that the top concern from women in the military is sexual assault, top worry for men in the military, false accusations of sexual assault. The film Hacksaw Ridge tells the story of Desmond Doss, a World War II Christian soldier who refused to carry a gun because he felt called to save lives. While at first faced with the threat of court-martial and severe abuse at the hands of his fellow soldiers, God used Doss to save 75 men on Hacksaw Ridge in the Battle of Iwo Jima. He is the only conscientious objector ever to receive a Congressional Medal of Honor. Doss took a private vow never to handle a gun after confronting violence in his home. The film respects the hero of the story for his commitment to reading the Bible, praying, attending church, obeying Jesus' commandments, and loving his enemies. Christians should be aware of profanity and modesty issues in the new Mel Gibson film. Planned Parenthood's president, Cecile Richards, told her constituents in a public email that she is, quote, devastated, angry, discouraged, and shattered, unquote, by the election of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are guardedly hopeful that Trump will follow through on his pro-life commitments. The World View spoke to Carol Tobias, president of the National Right to Life, about whether Trump would defund Planned Parenthood.
I think he will. Donald Trump, several times throughout the campaign, said that as long as Planned Parenthood is doing abortions, they should not be getting tax dollars. And I think he will stand by that promise.
One ministry working in Iran reports 200 new followers of Jesus Christ in just the month of September. Sure, there's a lot of persecution against Christians in Iran, but that does not stop the work of God. Elam Ministries in Iran says, there were only 5,000 Christians in Iran 20 years ago, and now there are at least 300,000, an increase of 100-fold. Revelation 7 says, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. China is trying to keep children from going to church with a new scheme. China Aid reports that the Chinese government is setting up so-called community centers and weekend activities to distract the children from being in worship. The command remains the same for Chinese and American parents alike. Fathers, bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. The Church of Scotland is now opposing the authority of God's Word and advocating a complete ban on spanking. The convener of the Kirk's Church, speaking to the Scottish Parliament this week, said the members of Parliament need to, quote, send a clear message that resorting to violence as a means of disciplining children is not acceptable, unquote. God's Word tells us in Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Iraqi troops are still closing in on Mosul as they clear the path of ISIS resistance. The advance has slowed up in order to protect innocent citizens scattered throughout the neighborhoods of Mosul. The U.S. stock market reacted optimistically to the news of Donald Trump's win on Tuesday. The Dow Jones set a new record of 18,873, closing 200 points higher for the day and 500 points higher for the week. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. the 10th wedding anniversary of Amy and I, check out our love story at adamswedding.net. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.